China has awarded May 4th medals to 30 individuals as well as 14 groups and organizations to mark their contributions to the country. Among the recipients is a working group from Sinovac Life Sciences, known for developing COVID-19 vaccines. The May 4th medal has been awarded to exceptional individuals and entities since 1997. The aim is to inspire the country's youth to embrace and preserve the spirit of the May 4th movement, which was launched in 1919 by young Chinese students and intellectuals to fight imperialism and feudalism. China saw a slight decline in passenger flows across the railway sector yesterday. The national railway sector handled 13.6 million passenger trips, down slightly from Sunday. Traffic flows on roads dropped as well as the country entered the third day of the Labor Day holiday. According to the Ministry of Transport, over 51.5 million trips were made nationwide through railways, roads, waterways, and civil aviation on Sunday, with around 34 million trips made on roads alone. Traffic on expressways is expected to pick up again starting from today as the holiday nears its end. The last group of travelers from New Delhi has arrived in Chicago on the last direct Air India flight to the United States. The U.S. is restricting travel from India starting today due to the rise in COVID-19 cases and the emergence of potentially dangerous variants of the coronavirus. The travel restrictions bar entry to most foreigners who've been in India in the past 14 days, permitting entry to legal permanent residents and close family members of U.S. citizens. On Monday, India reported more than 370,000 new coronavirus cases, bringing the total close to 20 million, behind only the United States, which has reported 32 million infections so far. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday formally raised the nation's cap on refugee admissions to 62,500. The new number marked an increase from the 15,000 cap that was set by the Donald Trump administration for the same 12-month period. Biden says his administration will reinforce efforts to expand the country's capacity to admit refugees in order to reach the goal of 125,000 refugee admissions set for the coming fiscal year. Bill and Melinda Gates announced Monday that they're divorcing after a marriage of 27 years. The Microsoft co-founder and his wife say they'll continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Last year, Bill Gates said that he was stepping down from Microsoft's board to focus on philanthropy. Gates was Microsoft's CEO until 2000, and since then has gradually scaled back his involvement in the company that he started with Paul Allen in 1975. He transitioned out of a day-to-day role at Microsoft in 2008 and served as chairman of the board until 2014. Data shows that China's major ports reported growth in container throughput in the middle of April. The China Ports and Harbors Association says container traffic at China's eight key ports increased 17.8% year-on-year between April 11th and 20th. Foreign trade rose 22.3% from a year earlier during the same period. The growth rate of container throughput at Ningbo Zhoushan Port exceeded 30%. Meantime, Shanghai, Xiamen, and Shenzhen ports all recorded growth above 20%.